AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The House Ways and Means Committee has released 6 years of former President Trump's tax returns. Donna Warder has more.
The tax information includes some 3,000 pages in returns for Trump's business entities and more than 2,700 pages of individual returns from Trump and his wife Melania. Sensitive information such as Social Security numbers and bank account numbers have been redacted.
An arrest in Pennsylvania in the stabbing deaths last month of 4 University of Idaho students. Moscow, Idaho Police Chief James Fry identifies the suspect as 28-year-old Brian Koberger.
Koberger resides in Pullman, Washington, and is a graduate student at Washington State University.
Southwest Airlines back to a relatively normal flight schedule after days of cancellations. CEO Robert Jordan.
There's just no way almost to apologize enough because we love our customers, we love our people, and we really impacted their plans.
Appearing on ABC's Good Morning America, Jordan spoke of how the airline will put things right.
To take care of all the things that occurred during the issues, get refunds processed, get bags moving, those kinds of things. Talk to our customers and take care of them.
Stocks closed out 2022 with more losses. The S&P 500 had its worst year since 2008, down 19.4%. An even bigger loss for the NASDAQ, 33.1%. Our Karen Shamus now has the latest on Pope Emeritus Benedict.
The Vatican provided an update on the retired pontiff's health, saying he was able to rest well for a second night. Meanwhile, faithful have gathered in churches in Rome to pray for the 95-year-old Pope Emeritus. Sister Mary Kamani, a medical doctor, did not go home to sleep after a night shift.
I just came here to pray for him so that God will accompany him.
I'm Karen Shamus.
This is AP News. Ed Donahue has the story of a trailblazer at the University of Michigan.
Mimi Bolden Morris is believed to be the first female graduate assistant football coach at a power conference school since the late 80s.
A lot of what I do is film breakdown, translating a lot of our opponent into what we do so that we can kind of execute that and exploit them where they're weak.
Bolden Morris will be on the sideline when the second-ranked Wolverines play number 3 TCU at the Fiesta Bowl.
Most days it can be difficult and tough because it's a new space that I'm navigating. A lot of things that I don't know around people that I've never been around before.
She played basketball at Boston College and Georgetown and was interested in coaching football.
Hopefully women in sport is something that becomes absolutely normal, and hopefully I'm able to pave the way for that.
Bolden Morris plans to return to Michigan for a second season as a graduate assistant. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?